if the courts have decided that it's not a human rights issue, I have no reason to doubt that. I'm sure this morning I have spoken on this, and some people have heard me saying that they have rights. I said they have rights as human beings. I didn't say they have rights to practice deism. My position is that every human being has a right to be treated as a human being. But people do things that are not in keeping with the norm. Homosexuality is not in keeping, as far as I'm concerned, as a theologian, as a Christian. It's not in keeping with the biblical norm. There are some other Christians who might see it differently. And therefore, it is important for us as Christians to educate our members to refrain from that act. If people have problems with it, they can be helped psychologically through counseling and many other forms. But I also believe that the homosexual, the person who does that, doesn't deserve to be lynched. So my contention is love the homosexual, hate homosexuality. And it's like saying love the sinner, but hate sin. Anytime discussions on homosexuality comes about, you hear people saying all sorts of things as if people who are engaged in that kind of thing should be lynched. But I'm saying that homosexuality is no bigger a sin than a person who practices fornication or people who engage in other things that the Bible is clearly against. But we love them.
Prof, how do we draw the line between loving them as human beings and then loving homosexuality?
If you love them as human beings, you want to help them come out of that situation. You cannot say that you are trying to help the sinner come out of sin when you hate the sinner. It is when you love that person, as a human being created by God, that you want to seek to help that person come out of the situation they find themselves in. And that should be our position. The fact that the international court said that it's not a human rights issue doesn't mean as human beings they don't have rights. They have rights. They should not be denied work, as in some other countries they were doing in the past. In this country, it is illegal for somebody to do that. If they do that, they have to be dealt with.
Is there a difference between their human rights and then their rights to practice?
No. Rights will go with responsibilities. Rights goes with nature. If somebody says, I'm a human being, but it's my right to become an animal, that's a different thing altogether. They have rights, and the rights do not permit them to practice anything, to do any sort of things that are not in keeping with the acceptable norms in society.
Chairman of the National Peace Council, Reverend Emmanuel Asante.